Hi, this is Ron Kincherf. This is The Book Nook, brought to you by the Quincy Public Library. For all the activities at the Quincy Public Library, check out quincylibrary.org. Everything is on there. With school starting, you're going to want to get the kids out of the house because it would be driving you crazy. So send them up to library. Lots of stuff going on. And we're going to talk about the mobile library today. We have Gina and David with us from the public library. And you got the library, or mobile library, you know, late summer, right? Mid to late summer.
April 2nd, we had it delivered, and then starting in May, we did visits to all of the schools, and then from June on, it's been a bi-weekly schedule.
And how's it going so far?
It's been going really well. We had 5,000 people on the bus in June. We had 2,000 people on the bus in July. I don't have August numbers,
right.
And we're getting ready for our summer, our September schedule. We'll be switching to a monthly schedule.
Okay.
All of that you can find on our website.
Yep. So has the mobile library brought more people into the regular library? Have you noticed an increase in people wanting to read and wanting to visit the, you know, getting involved more in the library?
So we're definitely noticing in where it's making an impact on children wanting to read. Whenever you give children more access to books, and children who had less library access before, the door count at the bus has been fantastic. I think we just need to look at like long-term trends and see if that also results in the door count at the main branch being increased. But we're just excited that people are coming out to the library, whether that's mobile or the main branch. It's more books in kids' hands, a more engaged literate community.
Yeah, I think we talked about this, Gina, when I first visited the bus with you guys, is that a lot of people don't realize how important literacy is to the community overall, because illiteracy leads to a lot of the problems we have, drug use, you know, crime, blah, 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 blah. So that's great, especially when you get the kids. But David, you're here because you are in charge of the Homebound, correct?
Correct.
And so you help folks get books outside of what the mobile library does, correct?
That's correct.
So if you don't mind explaining your role a little bit.
So basically, people who are unable to make it down to the library now, I bring the library to them.
Okay.
Like I said, it's people that are temporarily, permanently disabled, shut in their homes. They may be in a senior living facility. They call me up. They let me know what they prefer, what type of books or authors they like. I do the browsing and selecting for them, check out materials to them, deliver them to them. We also have different kits, games, and things that we work with the activity directors at some of these places.
Oh, really?
So we check out things to them to help with their activities. Any type of way we can help them with the enrichment of their residents' lives. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. We also have gone to some of these places and done what is called a lobby stop. So we pick like a really small collection of books and go and set up in like a common area in the facility, and pretty much set up a little miniature library to allow the residents to be able to browse the books, select what they would like, come and check them out. They get the same experience they would at the library. They just don't have to come down to us.
I was going to ask you, does it happen often where the resident or the homebound person, you tell me what I should be reading, something along those lines.
I have had a couple that are just like,
bring me something.
I never know what to pick, so just bring me something that you think is good. Some of them just ask for bestsellers or whatever's popular, and I go do the digging.
How often is it a classical thing? I'm just curious. Like I Robinson Crusoe or something from the old days that we read in school, Catcher in the Rye, things like that. Does that ever pop up?
Yeah, I actually have a lady just this past week that changed her preferences and said that she had saw like a list in Reader's Digest of like 100 books you should read before you die or something like that. And it's all the classical titles. Yeah. So now she's changed her preference and she wants to read some of those classical things like the Jane Austens and all those things like that.
If somebody listening has a homebound child for whatever reason, can you service them?
Yes, as long as they have any type of temporary or permanent disability that prohibits them from being out and about, is not a cap or a minimum on the age.
Okay.
It's more about the mobility and the being able to get there.
Kids at school breaks his leg, can't go to school for a month or something like that. You know, the big reader, that's something you guys could probably help with.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay. How do you handle the demand of the mobile library? That's got to be a challenge.
So one thing that we are doing starting this fall is we are going from a biweekly schedule to a monthly schedule.
Okay.
So we'll be visiting more places half as often. So that'll allow us to basically double our reach. That'll allow us to go to schools, and that'll allow us to go to more after-school programs in addition to those evening stops.
I mean, is your phone constantly ringing?
I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of emails, especially, well, recently, like for different events that are going on.
Right.
And I think that's the trickier bit to manage, because we want to make sure that we're providing a consistent, reliable service to neighborhoods and to community organizations that they can rely on. Which means that we are not as available as we would like to be for special events in the evenings and on the weekends. So I think the best answer I have is we're figuring it out as we go. Because, I mean, we're just a couple of months in and figuring out where are going to be the best places for the bus to go.
So with schools and daycares or whatever, are you going to have a regular schedule? Like, for example, at Baldwin, we're going to be there every other Thursday or something like that. Is that what you're hoping to get to?
And that's basically what we've got set up for September through December at this point. About once a month or every 4 weeks. So, for instance, at the five public elementary schools, we've coordinated with the schools, and we'll be parking near the school during dismissal time once a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right? That's so, for example, you mentioned Baldwin. Yeah. So we'll be at the YMCA. Parked from like 2:15 to 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a Wednesday, say. Mm-hmm. And then that will allow us to be available for, say, those high school students who are just going to be walking right across from the YMCA. So we'll be available for them during dismissal time and their families, anyone who's involved in their pickup routine. And then at Baldwin, too, you can pick up your kiddo and swing by the mobile library.
So how is the return of the books going that are taken out of the mobile library?
I'd say it's on par with the main branch.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, it's early, so we don't have a lot of data to look at. But we're not seeing an overabundance of loss.
So how good were you guys in picking the books that originally went into the mobile library? Are people going in and it's like, where is my blah?
Well, we tell people a lot, well, we have 2,000 books, and that one's just not on the shelf right now, or that one's
been
checked
out. You get that a lot, though? I'm just curious.
With, like, when people come on board wanting specific titles,
right.
That's where
okay.
it gets kind of tricky.
Right.
You know, like, I had a, like, everybody wants Dogman, right? So we always have Dogman on the bus.
Yes, I know that. I'm fully aware of that, yeah.
I want Wings of Fire book 8.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, I have 6, 7, 9, and 10 right now. But we can always put books on hold. So if you know that the mobile library is going to be part of your routine, you can call the library, or you can ask us when you're on the bus, and you can say, I want these books. We'll put them on hold, and you can pick up on the bus.
Are you doing a lot of swapping out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just curious if you got, okay, nobody's picking these two Daniel Steele books. We're going to go to some more.
Yeah. Actually, right now, the bus is off the road this week for, like, heavy-duty cleaning and maintenance.
That's David's job.
No, David's too busy picking amazing books for those homebound patrons.
True.
I mean, he has about 100 at any given point that he's selecting books for.
How's the bus doing in terms of maintenance and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I was just, when you said it's off the road for a month.
Yeah, that's a great question. We are learning what things we need to be concerned about and what things we don't need to be concerned about. And we have a great working relationship with Freightliner. They've been our primary service.
That's good.
And right now the bus is under warranty. So all of those, and I'm really glad about that because it needs a part, that's fine. The manufacturer is paying for it.
Okay.
So we're getting a lot of those kinks out of the way now.
All right, so David, for the homebound, how do people get a hold of you?
They call the library.
Just call the library?
Yep,
okay.
And my extension is 217, or they can call that outreach extension at 504, and that'll ring all of us down in that department, because I'm not always at my desk,
right?
But there's usually at least one of us in that area.
Okay, and then Gina, people can get to you through calling the library or
they
email.
They can always call the library and leave a message. We're out on the road 20 to 25 hours a week, so you can also just email me, gmiller@quincylibrary.org.
Are you getting better at backing it up?
Oh, we're great at that. Yeah. It was, people ask how it was to learn to drive it, and we're like, well, it was really hard at first, but now it's just kind of fun.
It's just like, yeah,
you know, once you know how to do it, you just do it.
You can go to Hy-Vee and park in the parking lot.
Oh, sure. Parallel park it outside the Croc Center. It's all good. It's fine.
Thanks for coming in, guys. David and Gina from the Quincy Public Library. This has been The Book Nook. I'm Ron Kincher from Muddy River News.